The future of the Mitchell Park Horticultural Conservancy, known more commonly as the Domes, has been thrown into doubt in recent years when structural concerns forced their temporary closure. Milwaukee County, which operates the Domes, has explored several possibilities, including demolition of one or more of the three structures. The county also hired the firm Grafe to study what it would take to save the buildings.
This morning, the National Trust for Historic Preservation added the Domes to the organization's list of historic treasures, while also releasing a plan for their preservation. Jennifer Sandy is the project leader for the Trust, and she spoke with Lake Effect's Susan Bentz about the process the organization undertook to study the Domes.
So the National Trust brought in with Jenny Elsner, which is a national, very well-respected firm. They have 20 offices across the country. And what we hope to do with that is to provide a peer review and really just sort of a second opinion of all of the work that Grafe has performed for the county to date. So it was just an opportunity to kind of get a different set of eyes on the information and see what they came up with. And we just felt that it was a responsible approach to kind of get a second opinion on the cost estimates that were being discussed. So that's the information that we'll be releasing this week. And so with Jenny Elsner believes that a full rehabilitation could be completed for around $18.6 million. And that is around a third of the cost of the option proposed by Grafe that would result sort of, that would have the same result, sort of a fully rehabilitated structure. So we just think it's important to take this alternate approach into consideration as the county and the task force are considering the options and the path forward for the Domes. We believe it's a preservation solution that would result in rehabilitated facility and could remain as part of Milwaukee's iconic landmark for generations.
So when you put it in context of other meaningful structures around the country, around the Midwest, why is it that the Domes are so special?
Well, the Domes are special, you know, not just around the Midwest, but nationally. They're unique in their construction. You know, they really are very iconic sort of silhouettes. And they're a significant example of mid-century modern architecture and engineering. So I think there's a lot of reasons that we think they're nationally important and should be better known.
So I read that it is, or they are, the first cone-shaped, help me with a proper term.
Conoidal, yes.
Conoidal. That term is not too sweet-sounding, it's too bad.
No, it's not.
Conoidal, no. But it's meaningful.
They are. They are the world's first glass conoidal dome, and they are still the only glass conoidal domes in the world that are used as conservatories. So they're definitely very unique.
If WJE's recommendations were carried forward, was prioritization of repairs that would reduce water leakage into the domes. That seems like a pretty straightforward, logical recommendation.
Yeah, their findings, you know, as you say, indicate that water infiltration into the domes is really at the root of many of the issues that are being experienced there. So they have suggested an approach that is a slightly different approach than what's been suggested by Grafe for dealing with the water infiltration.
So in what way is it different?
So the primary difference in approach between the options proposed by Grafe and the approach being proposed by WJE is a redesign of the pressure cap. And the pressure cap, essentially doing that would solve the water leakage problem. So yeah. That's really the difference between the two approaches. And it's just sort of an enhanced approach to, you know, some of the things that are already being discussed.
Where does the pressure cap fit into the structure?
So the pressure cap is the element where the glass is meeting the connector to the concrete structural element. That's the location where there have been water leakages. And so in addition to some other enhancements that are being proposed by WJE, the main difference is a different treatment of the pressure cap.
having the Mitchell Park Horticultural Conservatory, reaching this level of attention of the National Trust is a big deal. You've pulled in peer-reviewed engineering to see what has been done, what's being considered, and what could be done, as well as ramping up local awareness of the significance of the domes. That's a lot of effort. That's, I'm assuming, comes at quite a price.
It is a lot of effort, but the National Treasure Program is our signature program at the National Trust, and it's where we are investing our staff time and our energy and our resources to save buildings that we feel and resources that we feel are historically significant nationally. So that's our mission, and we will be working closely with Milwaukee Preservation Alliance and other folks locally to continue to raise awareness about this and generate public support for a preservation solution for the dome.
At Wednesday evening's meeting, there will be somebody summarizing the entire report from the analysis of what's been proposed and the condition of the domes, and then into the recommendations of the consulting engineering team. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. WJE will be presenting their findings in the report. So they'll be going through a PowerPoint that summarizes the report findings and their recommendations.
What would your dream be of a result of just tomorrow evening's conversation? What's the best case scenario in your mind, realistically?
I think we just hope to be part of the conversation going forward about finding a preservation solution for the domes and add another voice to the mix and add another potential approach to the conversation. We know that the county and the task force are considering a range of options and have been working with Grace and others to look at, you know, different conservatories in different communities that could be models, and looking at operations and programming. And we think that's wonderful. It's great to see, you know, discussion of a comprehensive discussion about the future of the facility. And we just think this is a really important piece to add to the conversation so that we know what all the potential options are for a rehabilitation approach and cost estimate.
Jennifer Sandy is a project leader for the National Trust for Historic Preservation. She spoke with WUWM's Susan Bentz. The Trust today named the Mitchell Park Domes to its list of historic treasures and released a proposal for preserving the historic structures. You can read more and see the pressure cap that was described in the interview at WUWM.com.